Do you ever find yourself eating just because food is there, even when you're not hungry? If so, you're not alone. But what if I told you that learning to say no thanks to unnecessary eating is one of the most powerful tools you have for toning and sculpting your arms? You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 56. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to say no thanks to eating when you're not hungry. Now, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with my arms? But trust me, this is one of the most powerful skills you can develop if you want strong, sculpted arms that look and feel amazing. Toning and sculpting your arms isn't just about lifting weights or doing exercises. It's about building a body that naturally supports muscle definition. And that starts with eating in a way that fuels your body, not your cravings. When you eat, when you're not hungry, your body isn't using that energy. It's storing it. When you store excess fuel, it makes it harder to see the definition in your arms, no matter how many reps you do. The focus today is what everybody's goal is. And that goal is not having the habit of always saying yes to food. That means changing the way you think when somebody offers you something or when you see something that looks appealing, but you're not hungry. If you always say yes to food, then the big question is, how do you say no? And if you think about it, it feels kind of automatic. It feels sometimes like you might almost even forget that you were trying to be aware of what and how much you eat. Today, we're really going to dig deep into your habit of always saying, okay, when somebody offers you something or when you have the opportunity by yourself to eat and learn how to turn that around and how to say no. The first thing I want to think about with you is why you need to say no sometimes. Because you may be saying, well, what's the big deal? If something looks appealing to me, why do I have to say no? But we all know that you wouldn't be here listening to me in this episode if you were not interested in making some changes in your arms and in your life. The changes that we talk about here come from eating truly from hunger and stopping when your body's had enough. If you don't learn how to say no when it's appropriate, then that'll never happen. Why do you need to say no sometimes? Let's talk about a few of the top reasons. Maybe you're just not hungry. So if food is presented to you, no matter how delicious it looks or smells, when you need to learn to say no so that you don't start eating when there is no need, okay? Another reason that you need to learn to say no sometimes is that in order to live your best life, the best version of your life, you want to learn to be intentional in how you live, how you show up in your life. And that includes in how you eat and how you take care of yourself. You're not just reacting to whatever's in front of you in the moment, but you are very consciously and deliberately making choices. And that is going to involve sometimes saying yes and sometimes saying no by necessity. Another reason you might need to say no sometimes to food is that you've had enough. And some of the things you'll need to learn is to figure out when to stop. And when your body gives you that signal that it's good, it's filled enough, does not need any more food in that moment, then you need to learn to use your body as the guideline and say no to more food because your body's had enough, even if your mind wants more. You might also not like what you see in front of you. I don't know about you, but many of the people I talk to are automatic eaters. And if they're eating something that at someone's home or even in their home, and they think it's their time to eat, but they don't like it. Sometimes, even when you don't like it, you're automatically in a habitual mode of not stopping. There are several reasons why you need to develop the skill of saying no. We know we need to say no, but what stops us? What stops you from saying no? There's a lot of things in this category. Let's talk about them one by one. I'm sure you've heard of fear of missing out. When will I ever get this food again? This is so unique. I have to eat it now. I don't want to miss my opportunity. Or everybody else is eating, I should just be able to eat too, which is really kind of silly when you're not hungry. But you're afraid to miss out on something. And you might hear yourself saying things like, what about me? It's not fair. What about me? That it's not fair could lead you into another reason why you need to learn to say no and why it's hard for you. And that might be that you have cultivated a mindset of deprivation. When you are in the victim mode and you are thinking, oh, poor me. If I say no to myself, it's not fair, which also goes back to fear of missing something. If you say no to yourself, you're thinking that it's not fair and it's not right, you may be thinking, I shouldn't have to say no to myself. Think about this. When you say no to yourself, no one is making you do it. Yet, even though it's our decision, sometimes you might rebel against yourself. You might rebel against your own common sense, telling yourself, you've had enough. You're not hungry anymore. It's good. You can have more tomorrow when you're hungry. Even still, you might rebel against you telling you that you should be saying, no thanks, I don't need any more. It also might just be a habit, a reflex, where even though in every single habit is always a thought that leads you to feel something and then take an action or not take an action. But sometimes when it's so deeply practiced, it doesn't feel like a habit anymore. It doesn't feel like there's a thought anymore. It just feels like it's so fleeting and fast that you have no choice. Now, this is not true, but that is what it can feel like. If you recognize what I'm saying, then you can know that having the habit of never saying no and eating whatever is presented to you, that might be one of the things in particular that stops you from saying no. Another thing that stops you from saying no, tell me if you've ever done this, is if you hear the voice in your head saying, oh, I'll start tomorrow. We know tomorrow never comes. This is simply the voice of your lower brain. It's just an excuse to get you to do the habit of eating whenever, however much you want, and get you to do it right now. If you hear yourself frequently saying, oh, I'll just be good tomorrow. I'll just start tomorrow. Be aware that that's just your lower brain trained to do repetitive things for you to actually make your life easier. In this case, it's helping you perform an act that literally goes against what you're trying to do. When you are trying to say no, like no thanks to eating when you're not hungry, so that you can develop a new, totally different habit of eating like a naturally toned person. You know that naturally toned people can be in front of a table of beautiful food, their favorite foods, and yet say no because they don't need that food at that moment in their body. Remember, it's a body decision of whether to eat and when to stop. It's not a mind decision. We've talked about the problem being able to say no when you're not hungry. We've talked about why you will definitely sometimes need to say no. And we've talked about what stops you from saying no when food is there and you think that you should eat, but you're not hungry. Let's talk a little bit about what it does take to be able to say no. It takes several different things. And it takes a feeling, it takes a desire. And every single feeling that you have comes from what you're thinking. If we're going to focus on what you need to think to be able to say no, what we're really talking about is you staying connected to what's going on around you and developing an awareness, a consciousness of what you're doing, so that it's truly a choice. You're not on autopilot. You haven't checked out from what's going on around you. You're connected and you're aware. It also takes a connection to yourself in the sense that you need to know for sure that you want this outcome, that it's not just something that you're trying to get yourself to do, that you know that you want it and you know why you want it. That brings us to the big why. The big why question of why do you want to say no? We talked about the reasons, the practical reasons. But when I say that you need a very strong why, what I mean is that you need a strong reason to say no when you're not hungry. The reason is your motivation. The reason why you want to do it is what will give you the feeling of confidence and determination and commitment that will help you be able to see what's going on around you and say no. I want you to look at two sides of the coin when it comes to having a strong why. One side is what you're running from, and the other is what you're running toward. On one hand, you might say, I want to be able to say no to food when I'm not hungry because I don't want to feel self-conscious about my arms anymore. I don't want to keep hiding them under long sleeves, even in the summer. I don't want to feel frustrated every time I see my reflection and wish my arms looked different. I don't want to struggle with weak arms that make everyday tasks like lifting groceries or holding my grandkids more difficult. These are the things you're running from. But the other side of the coin is just as important. It's what you're running toward. Instead of focusing on what you don't want, shift your mindset to what you do want. Do you want to feel proud when you catch a glimpse of your toned arms in the mirror? Do you want to confidently wear sleeveless tops without a second thought? Do you want to feel strong and capable, knowing your arms are firmed, defined, and working for you instead of against you? Do you want to carry heavy bags with ease, lift your grandkids without struggle, and feel empowered by what your body can do? Both sides of this coin matter. One reminds you of what you don't want to experience anymore, and the other pulls you toward the strong, sculpted, confident version of yourself that you're working to become. Keep that why front and center, because every time you say no thanks when you're not hungry, you're saying yes to the arms you want. This is all well and good that these are the things that it takes to say no, but you have to find a way to keep this desire on the front burner of your mind, so that you even remember that this is what you're trying to do. This may sound funny to you, but many people are excited and they're motivated and they have a very big why, and they're honest and it's sincere. They're determined, but then they wake up and life starts and they really forget what they're trying to do. You have to take all that awareness, connection to yourself and your strong why, and you need to find a way to wake up a few times during the day. Check in with yourself and see how you're doing so that you have the ability to see what's happening. And step back and say, no, thank you. It's got to come from knowing and remembering what your goal is, what you're trying to do. If you're in the habit of seeing food and saying, sure, why not, and forgetting everything that you're trying to do, then you can use these 5 steps to teach yourself how not to follow that habit. The first part of this is for you to know that that urge, that habit to eat when food is presented to you, even though intellectually you know you don't need it and you know you don't want it intellectually, the first step is to view that desire to eat as neurological junk. Just as you would view an urge to binge as neurological junk, these urges don't really mean anything. We get the urge to eat food that looks good, and then our mind starts to look for reasons why we should do it. Well, she cooked it just for you. Shouldn't you at least have a little taste? Or, oh, she brought that back from her trip for you. You should eat it. You don't know when you'll ever get that again. Or maybe you're the one that's traveling and you are in a different country or a different state or a different city or even a new restaurant. Look how your mind will search for reasons to justify eating something that your body is clearly telling you you don't need. This desire, these urges, are not meaningful. And the more you don't respond to them and just see what's happening and dismiss them, the more you can accomplish the goal of rewiring those pathways in your brain so that desire dies away. When you do these 5 steps, which I will tell you what they are in a minute, I want you to expect the discomfort and expect that you need to get past and go through being uncomfortable until a better habit is created. The discomfort doesn't mean you better go ahead and eat anyway. The discomfort just means, oh, my brain is used to doing one thing and I want it to do something else. This might feel challenging. The first 4 days of changing most types of habits are usually the most challenging. The first thing you want to do is see the urge or the desire of whatever it is you'd like to stop doing. In this case, it's just giving in mindlessly when you're presented with food and you're not hungry, instead of just saying no thanks. Okay? See what's happening and then separate yourself from it, knowing that it's just a habit, meaning it's a habit of the part of your brain that gets you to do things that are routine. And that habit is not you. That lower brain is not you. See the desire, separate from it, don't react to it, don't get upset that it's happening, and just try to remain neutral. Then don't act on it. Don't give into it. That strengthens it. When you learn to do these steps, and you learn to say, no thanks, I'm not hungry, then I want you to get excited. I want you to get excited at what you have accomplished because it's big, right? The more you can do it again and again and again, eventually you seeing food, checking in with your body, you're not hungry, and you're saying, no thanks, that is going to be your new natural behavior. It won't feel hard. It won't feel forced. It will feel natural. And that's how a naturally toned person eats. They check in. They weigh the pros and the cons. They're not hungry. They just dismiss that desire. And they know they can probably eat that when they're hungry. Let's say you can't. Okay, let's say it's a missed opportunity. Then I need you to say to you, so what? So what if you missed an opportunity to eat something, even if it's incredibly delicious? Life will have many, many, many more thousands of opportunities to eat delicious things. Step back and look at the bigger picture. What I want you to focus on going forward is this. I don't want you to avoid situations where you will be presented with food that's tempting and delicious, and you will be struggling to say no thanks, because we want to get rid of the struggle. In order to do that, you need to practice. So I want you to look for the next opportunity. Look for the opportunity and welcome it. And welcome it so that you get a chance to see what it feels like to be on the other side of this challenge. It's like you have to work a little harder because you're going uphill just for a little while. And then the new habit will be formed. Then it will feel like you're going downhill, which, as you know, is so much easier. Start with one of the things that you typically do, whatever it may be, at someone's house, in a restaurant, when someone you're with is eating and you feel left out, whatever it is that you typically do when you know you're not hungry. I want you to look for that opportunity and be determined. Put it on the front burner. Set a reminder on your phone. Before lunch, go into the meal knowing that you're looking for an opportunity to say, no thanks, I'm not hungry anymore, or I'm not hungry to start. Observe yourself and then do this and make this your goal and see if it doesn't feel easier when you're finished. Now you know what to focus on, right? This is it for this subject on our coaching call today, and you have some work to do. I would love to hear how you're doing. You can always send me an email at christine@christinerucker.com. All right, see you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.